The Damon Bruce Show continues live from downtown San Francisco on KNBR and streaming live at KNBR.com.
A couple of weeks ago, we introduced you to Dave O'Mara. Dave is pedaling his bicycle across the United States from Santa Monica to Washington, D.C. to raise awareness for Real Options for City Kids, R-O-C-K. You can follow Dave and his really interesting ride and journey on the website followingclaire.rocksf.org. Claire is his aunt. His aunt was very generous with her time. She was a nun, as Dave has told us in the past. She lived a life of service and has inspired him to go and give back. And Dave is not a professional cyclist. He is not a kind of guy who just is Mr. Health Nut and all that stuff. This was very much a, hey, I've got a little time off. I'm in between jobs right now. I think I want to do something unique and to draw a little attention. And he's got our attention. We've talked to him once. We want to find out where he is. Just to update everyone, Dave, I believe, started, when was it? May 22nd, Saturday, May 22nd. From Santa Monica, Dave started pedaling. Dave, welcome back to the show. Where are you now?
After I spoke to you, I think we were on our way to 29 Palms. We ended up getting some snow in Big Bear, 4 inches of unexpected snow. So we ended up deciding to take a detour through Phoenix. So we ended up throwing our schedule off. So I went through Arizona, New Mexico, Oklahoma. And now we're back on point in Wichita.
So you are in Wichita, Kansas. In how many days is it? How many official days have you been out on the road now?
Official days of on the road, I think probably 22. But I've been riding. I think yesterday was my 18th day.
So good. So you are pacing yourself. About how many miles are you averaging a day?
Right now, I think we're averaging. I think the first 3 weeks were the hardest weeks. I was averaging about a little over 88 miles a day.
And is it getting easier as you go along?
Yeah, you know, I get that question a lot. It is getting substantially easier physically, mentally. You know, you can't plan for 25, 30 mile per hour winds in your face, roads that probably haven't been fixed for 30 years, and the heat and all these other things you can't prepare for. But you know, you just have to figure something. You have to find something else to think about other than the pain you're going through. So mentally, it's been tough, but physically, not at all. Not a problem.
So again, tell a little bit, tell the audience where they can follow you, where they can track you, sell your site, and why you're doing this. You're much better at it than I am.
Sure. The website is Following Claire, and Claire is C-L-A-I-R-E. So it's followingclaire.org. Or it's actually followingclaire.com. And while I'm doing it, I had, like exactly what you said, I had some time off. I've been very fond of Rock, Real Options for City Kids, based out of Visitation Valley area of San Francisco for many years now. Kurt Yagi, the executive director of Rock, does a tremendous job just getting people involved in the community and helping these kids and inspiring them to hopefully think bigger than they are. And he's one of the more passionate people that I know of in the nonprofit sector. And it's very easily when you're around him to get excited and to think about things like this to give back to Rock.
I'm looking at this. This is almost, if not your symbolic, almost your mathematical halfway point between where you started and your eventual destination in Washington, D.C. I'm guessing you're enjoying how flat it is right now in the Plain States.
You're absolutely right. New Mexico is by far the toughest. They're eastern Arizona and New Mexico. If I'm not mistaken, the lowest point in all of New Mexico is like 2,900 feet. So you're at the highest elevation I got was in New Mexico at almost 8,400 feet. So the air was rather thin.
Speaking of thin, have you lost any weight? Are you tracking your own personal statistics along this trip?
Well, damn it, if I was staying in hotels nice enough to offer me a something scale, I would probably be able to tell what my weight is, but I'm not. So I would say my mom actually just showed up on Saturday and she's driving, and she thinks I probably lost about 10 pounds. I started off about 195, so I'm probably about 185.
That's nice. Has there been any hairy moments out on the road, either involving cars whizzing by you too fast, or maybe you almost driving into traffic because you were trying to pedal and take a whiz at the same time? Are you good enough now where you take a leak while you're in motion?
I'm not. I think that'd be actually pretty painful given all the wear and tear on the rear end in that area.
Chafing? No, I believe the word is chafing.
Chafing, exactly. So there will be no urination while riding. But I did the scariest time that I had. I was on my way from Clamato, New Mexico to Socorro, New Mexico. It's about a 105, 110-mile ride. And this guy decided to pass a car in a two-lane road right next to me, and I think his mirror missed me probably by 6 inches.
Wow. So he passed on the curb side, not the passing lane side.
No, there was no passing lane. So what he did, there was basically just two lanes on this country road, and this guy decided to pass while I was going right by too. So he missed the car and missed me probably on both sides by 6 inches.
Hey, if anyone wanted to donate to Rock or help your journey in any way or use your awareness to make a contribution, how do they go about doing that?
Jump on to followingclaire.org. And like I said, Claire has an I in it, so it's C-L-A-I-R-E. So followingclaire.org, go on there. I blog daily. And also on June 21st, we are going to Rock is going to be highlighted on the Today Show. So I think it's 7 a.m. California time. Al Roker is going to be out in San Francisco interviewing Kurt and getting involved with the charity. So that should be a good opportunity, too.
Well, very cool. I wish you and Kurt the very best. Pedal safe. Keep both hands on the wheel. And we'll check in with you in another state or two. How about that, Dave?
I appreciate it, Damon.
This sounds good, man. Thank you very much. Okay. Dave O'Mara, again, followingclaire.org. Rock, Real Options for City Kids, is a worthwhile charity based out of Visitation Valley, just giving kids in the city, again, options, as the name suggests. That's cool. In a world of bad stories, that's a great story. He has pedaled from Santa Monica to Wichita, Kansas, on his way to Washington, D.C.